Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I know that's frightening for some people, but we love it. Thanks for being here. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ed Harrington, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, How the Behavioral Innovation Approach Drives Your Company Forward. And he's CEO of IdeasToGo.com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Ed, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to think like a child. How to be a little bit ignorant, maybe forget some of the baggage that you brought into the world and see what you can find behind all that. What do you think?
That is the way to go. You know, here's another thing you get to do when you're ideating, so to speak, or a thing to doodle. Just take a pen and, if you would, a crayon and a big piece of paper and start drawing stuff. There's a thing called ergonomic cognition, which basically says often we fiddle with things with our hands actually as a way of freeing our mind up so that we can come up with new ideas. You may not be doing it deliberately for that reason, but the fact is that when you do this, embodied cognition is what it's called, embodied cognition.
Mm-hmm.
So literally just sitting down and doodling with paper and having a little bit of quiet time is a great way to play like a kid and come up with ideas. You look for ideas within the figures. You see where your mind goes when you're doing that. So,
you know,
take a little mental vacation.
I've done that more lately in the last few years than I used to. I'll be – and folks, this, what he's talking about works.
That's actually a sign of – that's a sign of age, actually.
Maybe so.
No,
but if you're sitting in a meeting and you're listening to people talk about things, what I've done, and I didn't intend to do it. I just started, and I've never been a doodler. I've never been somebody who sat and drew little circles and boxes and everything. But lately, last few years, maybe 10 years, as I've heard people talking around the table, it's caused me to diagram some of those things. And some of those mm-hmm. diagrams have turned into pretty powerful elements of a solution. And I'm no artist.
Yep,
I can't draw a straight line with a ruler. I don't know anything about art. I don't know anything about doodling. I'm left-handed, for God's sake. So this is literally go ahead.
Well, there's a phenomenon, what we call out-listening. And that is to say, there are times you're paying attention and there's times you're not paying attention. And often when you're not paying attention is when your mind starts doing that more intense thinking. And you're actually lost in your thought. And again, this is something you see kids do. You ever see a kid start playing with something and you talk to them and it's like you don't exist? That's the intensity that they can come up with. I was just doing that with my niece. She's playing with acorns. By the time I got through, I found out she was building a village, right? But beforehand, no idea what was going on. So this business of not paying attention actually helps in helps free up the mind.
In my case, I think I was paying attention, but what I think I was doing is I couldn't express myself to talk about what the two of them were saying to each other, but I was able to diagram it. And when I put it up on the board, it made sense to them.
How many words a minute do people talk at? You know that number?
Nah, I used to know. I don't know it now.
It's 100, 120, you know, tobacco auctioneers, 200 or something
right.
like that. How many words a minute can you think?
Probably
and
a
the
lot
answer
more.
Is eight times.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that excess mm-hmm. brain power? That's what you did. You were actually filtering, summation, going off, thinking about something different, and then boom. What the time year came up, you were full of stuff to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a reality, again, that the brain works a lot faster than the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you got extra time to doodle. You got extra time to write down additional thoughts and do that out thinking.
Right. So I've got about 30 seconds, Ed. Last thoughts on this.
Last thoughts on it. You can also, silly as it sounds, play like a kid and skip around the room, but mostly it's what you said. Forget about judgment, you know. Come up with any idea, knowing later on you're only going to pick the good ones and move ahead. But you're not going to have a lot to pick from if you're really stilted in your thinking up front. You know, if you're closing stuff off, you won't have very much to work with. So think like a kid. Open your mind up to anything.
Ideas2go.com, is that right?
Ideas2go.com.
And the book is called Outsmart Your Instincts. Hey, Ed, will you come back soon?
Anytime you ask, Jim.
Good to have you here. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again very soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.